I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. This is the time of year when Americans remember heritage, freedom, and how that came to be. And here's why that's important. Fred Eiler with World Missionary Press, in his own words.
We must remember where we came from and our roots, and those that have gone before us and died that have carried the gospel even. The only way it's going to turn around is because they know who Jesus is and accept him as their Savior. In America today, we're in a post-Christian society, and henceforth, the amazing life of Christ, the scripture book, is a real thing, a tool that can be used today because Americans don't know who Jesus is, and that's sad. We don't have to be Bible thumpers, but we need to be Bible distributors. And in doing so, we become bolder and bolder with our witness. And that's what Christ commanded us to do in Acts 1:8.
And as many college students have returned home from college, a few are taking on summer internships. SOAR International Ministries is receiving their first summer intern next month. So how did that come about? SOAR's Greg Mangione.
As we were talking with different schools and attending missions conferences, you know, they would always ask, what kind of internship opportunities do you offer?
See, SOAR asked their partners in Russia that question, and one church asked for help. Now, Ben, a Moody Bible Institute student, is heading there next month. So what will he be doing?
Helping to train orphans that have graduated out of the orphanage as this transition home helps to help them integrate into normal life and give them skills so that they can have a productive life, but then, of course, also mentor them spiritually.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnews.org, type in your email address on the bottom, and you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.